ערב שבת שלום, everybody, פרשת שלח לך אנשים. Obviously, one of the main themes of פרשת השבוע is really a continuation of the end of last week's parasha, the end of פרשת בעלותיך. We delved deeply last week into the topic of לשון הרע, and we spoke about that the meraglim, the spies, the 10 evil spies in that we read about in this week's parasha did not learn a lesson from Miriam, and that's why they got so punished. Rabotai, I want to share with you some insights from Agaon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichot Musar, which are really amazing. In the beginning of the parasha, before they even did anything wrong, the Torah describes these spies, Kulam Anashim Rashe Vene Yisrael Himma. All these men were the heads of the tribes of Israel, which means they were pretty, very, very important people. Rashi HaKadosh says, Kol Anashim Shibamikra Lashon Hashivut. Anytime the Torah says Ish or Anashim, it's a reference to importance, significance. Ve'ota Sha'a Kesherim Ayu. At the time that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed them, they were all kosher and tzaddikim. Rabotai, not only that. You know what's even more startling about this? The Ramban, on the spot, takes Rashi a drop further. The Ramban says, hey, wait a second. In general, what different ways do we have to count the Nisi'im or to count the Shvatim? Either based on their mother, the order they were born, the order that they traveled in the Midbar, right? How did they travel in the Midbar? Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun. Reuven, Shimon, Gad. Ephraim, Menashe, Binyamin, Dan, Asher, and last was Naphtali. That was the order they traveled. Rabotai, in the beginning of this week's parasha, when we list the order of the Meragelim, one spy from each Shivit, what was the order that they are mentioned in the Torah? Any of these orders? Nope. Lemate Reuven, Shamua ben Zakur. Lemate Shimon, Shafat ben Chorin. Lemate Yehuda, Kalev ben Yefune, Lemate Yisachar, Yigal ben Yosef, Lemate Ephraim, Hoshea bin Nun. Which means what? Here we go. Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Ephraim. Wow. What just happened? What kind of order is that? It's an order that we don't find counted anywhere else in the Torah, says the Ramban. Listen to this. The Meraglim were counted by order of importance. Each one based on his importance. One second, Rabotai. Kalev is what number in the list? Three. Third. Yehoshua bin Nun?
Fifth.
What does that mean? That there were two more important people than Kalev. Four more important people than Yehoshua bin Nun, Talmid Muvhak of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. What in the world happened to them? According to this Ramban, and according, just for not putting Rashi and the Ramban on the side, what in the world happened to these Gdolei Olam that they fell so hard, so fast? We see later on in the parasha, Rashi HaKadosh explains, based on Chazal, these 10 Meraglim died a gruesome death. Terrible, terrible death. What happened to them that they fell so hard and so quick? Rabotai, so much so that the Meraglim told Am Yisrael, Lo nuchal la'alot el ha'am, ki chazak hu mimenu. Now, on the simplest understanding of the Pasuk, we cannot ascend to the nation because they are stronger than us. However, Rashi HaKadosh brings down that what else did they mean to say? Besides for us, what else can mimenu mean in Lashon HaKodesh?
From him.
Which means that colloquially, what were the Meraglim trying to hint to Am Yisrael? Not only are the nations of Kina'an stronger than us, they meant to say Chas V'Shalom, that they're even stronger than him, Kavyachon. Which means that they were speaking Lashon Hara, not only about Eretz Yisrael, they came to a level where they were kofir ba'ikar. They denied the existence and the omnipotence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How in the world did that happen?
How is that possible?
How is that possible? You are asking the million-dollar question. The Mesilat Yesharim, The Ramchal, Rabbeinu
Moshe Chaim Lutzato. What's the question? Can you say the question again?
The question is, how is it that such Gedolei Olam, that some of whom were even greater than Yehoshua and Kalev, according to the Ramban, reached such a low of denying the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How did they get there? And how long did it take, Rabotai? How long was the whole process? From being Gdolei Ador, to being Kofer Ba'ikar. How long did it take?
40 days.
That's it. 40 days. And Rashi HaKadosh says that, what, Vayashuvu Mitura Aretz Miketz Arba'im Yom. How were they able to spy, to see the entire Eretz Yisrael back and forth within 40 days? Says Rashi, you know how they made it back and forth in 40 days? What was there?
The miracle of
Sat HaDerech.
The earth moved beneath them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Kvitzat HaDerech. You are experiencing Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to then deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are you crazy? How did that happen? Rabotai. Says the Mesilat Yesharim, he says, unbelievable. He quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. The Ramchal quotes B'Shem HaZohar. That what? V'garmu mital lahim ruchot doram mir'atam pen yima'et kvodam b'knisat ha'aretz shelo yu nesi'im le'Yisrael v'yamdu acherim b'mkomam. What led to them speaking Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael and causing not only themselves but the entire generation to die? What caused them that? Kavod. Because they were important people in the Midbar. They were Nesi'im, says the Zohar. And by entering Eretz Yisrael, there were no more Nesi'im. Ish tachat gafno v'ish tachat te'enato. In Eretz Yisrael, what? Everybody was their own boss. And then what? They would lose their position, and that led them to do this severe act. Hold on a second. Let's put this Mesilat Yesharim on pause for a second. The Baal HaTurim in this week's parasha says something wild. The Torah says, "Kulam anashim rashe v'nei Yisrael hema." What's the gematria of hema? He, mem, he.
50.
Why? Says, you want to hear something wild? Yonah, the Baal HaTurim, Rabbeinu Yaakov Baal HaTurim writes, Melamed shesare chamishim hayu. These meraglim were sare chamishim. What? Nathan, what's sare chamishim?
50.
Which means what? Sare chamishim from when? You remember from Parashat Yitro? The officers of 10, officers of 50, officers of 100, officers of 1,000, correct? And the top, who was on top of everybody? Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah? One second. How many officers of 50 were there besides for them? How many officers of 50 were for 600,000 Jews? 12,000, right? There were 11,988 other Sarei Chamishim besides them. How many Sarei Me'ot were above them?
6,000.
How many Sarei Alafim were above them? 600. What in the world were they standing to lose? You guys are Sarei Chamishim. What are you losing, says the Sichot Musar. Now, what's a little bit difficult to understand, I will say about the Baal HaTurim, was that Yehoshua and Kalev were also Sarei Chamishim? How does that work? But that's a side question, because Yehoshua and Kalev were part of that list. But that's a different thing to understand. But says the Sichot Musar, you see how far a little bit of kavod goes? Even for this, you know, it's really kimat a tiny kavod. It's like you're almost like being a gabai. And for that, you bring death upon yourself and upon the whole generation. Says the Sichot Musar, exactly that. That's why the Chachamim taught us in Pirkei Avot Perek Dalet, Hakin'ah ve'ata'ava ve'akavod motzi'in et ha'adam min ha'olam. We're not only talking about Olam Abba, we're talking about Olam Hazeh as well. Even a little bit of honor has the power to act, to cause a person to act crazy. Makes a person act completely deranged. It's a crazy thing. But that's only, Rabotai, with regards to our own kavod. If a person acts in a way of kavod that facilitates benefit to other people, that is not considered a negative kavod. Where we find many examples of this in Tanakh. I'll give you one. Moshe Rabbeinu, as did Shmuel HaNavi, which is the Haftarah for next week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom said, "Lo chamor echad mehem nasati, v'lo hari'oti echad mehem." I never took a donkey, even one donkey from Am Yisrael. Says Rashi HaKadosh, what did he mean? Even when Moshe Rabbeinu went with his whole family from Midian to Mitzrayim to go redeem Am Yisrael, logically, who should have paid for transportation?
Yitro.
No. If Moshe Rabbeinu is going to save the Jewish nation, who should pay for his transportation? No, Am Yisrael should pay. At least, Moshe Rabbeinu could have told him, listen, I'm going to come save you. Do me a favor, just come pick me up. He didn't. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll take my own donkey. Thank you. Why? You want it to be clean. Shmuel HaNavi said the same thing to Am Yisrael. I never took even one donkey from Am Yisrael. And Shmuel HaNavi used to go from city to city judging Am Yisrael. One second. You think Moshe Rabbeinu never got kavod in his life? He was the leader. He was the quintessential leader of Am Yisrael. What does it mean? I never got anything from them. That's right. Because any kavod that Moshe Rabbeinu ever got, Shmuel HaNavi ever got, in their hearts, that kavod was nothing. The kavod of the leader, there needs to be a certain kavod to the leader. What happened in next week's parasha? When the kavod of the leader of Am Yisrael was undermined, the only time in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for someone to die was whom?
Korach.
Korach, why? Was it an inyan of kavod? Moshe Rabbeinu was upset because of his own lack of kavod? No way. Because he understood that in order for Am Yisrael to be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they needed to be subservient to him as the transmitter of the Torah. And once that kavod was lost, the entire transmission of the Torah would become unfurled. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to stand up partially for his own kavod then. And this is the same Moshe Rabbeinu in last week's parasha that we said, "Va'ish Moshe anav meod mikol adam asher al pnei adamah." It wasn't an ego trip, chas v'shalom. It was to stand up for his own kavod so that the Torah wouldn't fall apart. That's not the kavod we're talking about. Over here, the detrimental kavod that we're talking about is kavod that a person wants for his own self. So Rabotai, this is a big, big lesson for all of us. And, kavod can kill. The Chachamim said it best. So, the lesson here, I think, is resounding. And we paid for it. We paid for the Chet HaMeraglim dearly. And we still paid for today. The Chet HaMeraglim happened on what night, Rabotai? The first tragedy to ever happen on what night of the year?
Tisha
B'Av. Bezat Hashem, by this year, it's coming up, but hopefully we hope that the tragedies of Tisha B'Av will already cease. We see the Simanim of Mashiach, it gets clear and clear every day, Bezat Hashem, that this coming Tisha B'Av should be L'sason ul'simcha b'Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh b'Yemira b'Yamenu Amen Ken Yi Ratzon. It'll be a Yom Tov, and I hope to join you all over there, Bezat Hashem. We'll end off, I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom. We'll end off with our customary Beracha L'Chod Am Yisrael, Mishberach Avotenu HaKedoshim. אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה ואהרן יוסף דוד ושלמה הוא ישלח רפואה שלמה רפואת הנפש וטירוף ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה דברים לכל הקהל הקדוש הזה גדולים וקטנים הם ונשיהם ובניהם ותלמידיהם וכל השניים מכה דאלמה וברך את חון וזכה את חון וישמע בקל צדות לחון תתפרקון ותשזבון מכל שרה ועקתה וממנד אדוני בסעתכם ויגן בעדכם ויפרוס פקד שלום עליכם ויטע בינינו וביניכם אהבה ואחווה שלום ורעות ויסלק שנאת חינם מביניכם וישבור עול גויים מעל צוואריכם ויקוים בנו ובאחים מקרא שכתוב אדוני אלוהי אבותיכם יוסף עליכם ככם אלף פעמים, ויברך אתכם כאשר דיבריכם, ויצליח אתכם בכל מעשי ידיכם, ובכל אשר תפנו תשכילו ותצליחו, וכן יהי רצון, ונאמר אמן. שבת שלום וברך. עכשיו, just a word about scheduling, בעזרת השם, Sunday morning, we'll be back in Great Neck, בעזרת השם, שעה טובה מוצלחת, Sunday morning, regular schedule, 9:15 to 12:15, we'll have Great Neck shiurim in Torah R, 575 Middle Neck Road, 9:15, 10:15, 11:15, and we will have Be'ezat Hashem for those who cannot make it or those who are not comfortable to make it. We'll have the shiurim set up by Zoom as well. I'll send out the schedule Be'ezat Hashem on Motzei Shabbat. Yeah, Alan, get ready.
Be'ezat Hashem.
Can there be any refreshments, Alan?
Refreshments. Refreshments.
We love to, but I don't know if they allow it.
No, no, no food now. No food. Now's the time for Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Take care.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Great.